This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, ma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to another episode of To My Daughter, From the Heart to the Heart. You made it. I'm so proud. You're graduating now. You passed the test. But not only that, I can't tell you how proud I am. When you graduated and I saw your name on an honor roll, wow. I was looking for your name somewhere else. And I had no idea you are somewhere up there. I have no idea how you got to be that smart. You know, I can't take the credit for it, but alhamdulillah, you made me proud. When I saw you walking down the aisle, I was thinking for another aisle that's coming up soon, inshallah. But I have to tell you, I'm eternally grateful that you had my name on your graduation certificate. Just reminds me. You know, when I came to this country, 43 years ago, it was very difficult. Didn't speak the language, had no idea what to expect. We were afraid, poor, alone, and we didn't have the opportunities you have. So I'm happy for you, and wallahi, I mean it. Maybe some of us, when we come to this country, we had no opportunity, no knowledge, no education, no money, but we made it. But I want to make sure you're granted every opportunity to be successful in this life and hereafter. And alhamdulillah, I saw that today. It was so beautiful. I couldn't thank Allah enough to see my first daughter graduate in honor roll, walking down the aisle, wearing that beautiful robe. We had it recorded. I did promise you to be there for you when you were born and before you were born. Alhamdulillah, Allah allowed me to fulfill my promise to you. But now, let's talk. You're a different woman now. And I mean that. You're a woman now. You're no longer a girl. Remember that girl I used to hold in my hand as a football? The girl that I used to have to put on my chest so I can go to sleep? I can't believe it, to be honest. You're coming to this stage now. It's going to be difficult for me. But you're graduating now from the singlehood to the hood. So it's time. It's time for us to look for Mr. Right for you. Extremely important for me. Wallahi, I don't care. I don't care how good looking he is. I don't care what he has in the bank. I don't care what any of that stuff. All this worldly material is the bonus. It's not the real thing. So, first, I want to make sure you understand why you want to get married first. So I'm asking you, honey, why do you want to get married? Usually when I ask the brothers and the sisters, why do you want to get married? They tell me, isn't it the right thing to do, Sheikh? And my mom told me to do it. Pick one. Yeah, right. No, I want to make sure you understand why you want to get married. First reason you want to get married is you want to please Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala. Why? Because He told us that in the Quran. He says, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. So He says, marry the single amongst you, or aid in marrying the single amongst you. But He didn't stop there. He says, وَالصَّالِحِينَ. It's conditional. Don't just get married for the sake of marriage. You have to do it first and foremost. The first intention is to please Allah and follow His command in the Quran, but it has to be righteous according to what He said. And also, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala speaks about their relationship as garments. You know what that means? هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. That means you're looking for your garment, honey. Not just another guy. A guy that will be like a garment. What does a garment do? A garment beautifies you. And that's exactly what you look for. Someone that will look in the beauty side of you. Not fish for fault. Not put you down. Not destroy you, but build you. And be there for you. And that, when you wear something, you also protect yourself. So I'm looking for that man to protect you. You're supposed to protect one another, not just from the cold of the winter and the heat of the sun, but you're protecting one another. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. You don't harm or reciprocate harm. And it also makes sure you understand that you show what is good and hide what is not. And since the garment is the closest thing to your skin, I'm going to teach you a few things. First, it's about your intimate relations. A beautiful relations indeed. Don't ever shy away from it. It's a beautiful bond between a husband and a wife. And it's also close to your skin. That means it keeps secrets. That means whatever happens in Vegas stays in Mississauga for now. So marriage is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because he says, "An-nikahu min sunnati, faman lam ya'mal bi sunnati, falaysa minni." You know what that means? Not only that I want to please Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, protect myself, protect another brother, and also understand that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because he says, this is my sunnah. Marriage is like my sunnah. And those who stay away from my sunnah is not of me. I'm innocent of that. So that's why I want you to get married, honey. I know that you will have aspirations, not just your bachelor's. I know you're going for your master's and your PhD. But remember, I talked about dollar sign dad. I don't want you to be a career mom. You know what that means? I want you to be successful, the best, and excel in your field. But I don't want you to lose your husband and your children because of your career. There's a huge difference. You can build high rises, but it takes a lot to build a human being. So keep the eyes on the prize. Again, I'm going to remind you who you are. You're three times higher than us because I'm a mother and a father. You're half of the ummah. As a matter of fact, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi used to say, women are half of the ummah and they give birth to the other half of the ummah. That means they are the whole ummah. Understanding that, my dear daughter, be proud of who you are. Don't ever let anybody tell you otherwise. You're inferior or superior or anything else. Allah raised you. Allah honored you. You're half of our deen. We had armies fight for your honor. You are our mission stick. As I will be talking to your future husband to tell you who he is and tell him who you are. So please understand, not even that I mentioned the garment is rewarding. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even that intimate, beautiful relationship is rewarded, according to the hadith. A man asked him, how could a man have this beautiful relationship with his wife and be rewarded for it? He says, if you do the same act outside of wedlock, will you not be punished for it? He said, yes. He says, similarly, when you do the same act in that lawful means, you will be rewarded for it. Allahu Akbar. So I'm trying to tell you what you're coming to and why you should do it. And change the intention from just want to get married because it's the right thing for an act of ibadah, act of worship. And how do you do that? With changing your niyyah. How do you change the ibadah into ibadah? With your intention. Everything I'm doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, please make sure you follow suit. Now, what happened when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it's half of deen? Because if he guarantee me what's between your jaws and what's between your legs, meaning your private part, I will guarantee you Jannah. And that's why the scholars say, when you get married, it's half of your deen. Literally half of your deen. And that's why shaitan is not very happy with you when you get married. He's very happy when you get divorced. So be careful. Don't let shaitan ever win. Now, also understand, since it's half of the deen, you protect your chastity, the other half is protecting this. And I will tell you about it when you get married, inshallah, how to protect yourself and the rights and duties. We'll talk about it when time comes along. I don't want you just to get married for the sake of what we talked about. I also want you to get married to raise righteous children. Who amongst us who actually get married to raise the next Salah al-Din? Who has ever had the intention, I want to get married so I can raise the rich company, the righteous company that will take the ummah next level? Who amongst us would do that? I want you to be that. You're the one going to raise the next Umar, the next Bilal, the next Bayan, the next Alima, the next one that is Hafid, the next the doctor, the next everyone that will take the Ummah back in the lead. That's your intention. In sadaq Allah, if you tasduq ma Allah, yasduq Allah. If you're truthful Allah, Allah will be truthful with you. So some of my teachers says, A'ajiz al-Muslimun ani niyya. The Muslims can't even have the intentions up front. I already told you that these children, Najda, sadaqa jariya. You know, your legacy will go on through your children. So please make sure you teach them at least the Fatiha and the Quran, the beautiful that you remembered. So because every time they recite it, you get it. And so will I. Insha'Allah. Understanding the beneficial knowledge. Everything you teach your child, you know that it will be on your right-hand side scale. So don't hold back. Your child is an investment. You know, most of our children, we actually talk about them as a retirement plan. Because we want to teach them to be an engineer or a doctor, and all of a sudden now we can sit back and reap the reward. No, I want to make sure it's the eternal retirement plan. Not just in this life, in the hereafter. Because that's what I'm after. But before you make a decision, my daughter, you also need to know who you are. So I'm going to take you down the line before you make that I do. Please do what I've asked you to do. First of all, I need to know who you are. I know, but I need you to know that. There are three types of people, according to Dr. Tariq Habib theory. He says there's a child, an adult, and a parent. A child, the one that says me, 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 me. Me, myself, and I. And I understand that all of us have that. But if you don't reciprocate, if somebody asks you what do you like for food, and you say this is what I like, and you don't ask back, you'll know you're a child. So I need you to know who you are in order for you to choose right. Because if you don't know who you are, you will not choose right. Because of the reason, if you are a child, you cannot choose another child. You will fight for the rest of your life. So a child chooses a parent. An adult chooses an adult. And the opposite is true. A parent chooses a child and so on. So you need to know how to find out. So if that person speaks to you, if he speaks about themselves only, and as soon as he talks about you, they're bored and they turn it into back to them, that's a child. So how will he know an adult? He will ask you, what's your favorite food? And they will reciprocate. My favorite food is this. And what's yours? So you will know now you're speaking to an adult. Reciprocates. Likes to give and likes to receive. A child likes to only receive, doesn't want to give. Now, the other side is a parent. A parent gets joy from giving, not receiving. You know, it's not important what I like. What's important is what you like. It is extremely important to choose properly. Otherwise, you put out fires for the rest of your life. So, remember again, if you're a child, you look for a parent, and vice versa. If you're an adult, you look for an adult. Life will be easy, smooth sailing. I will now take you through the 4x4 theory. The 4x4 is, I will ask four things to look for in a husband, and four things to look for in a wife. So I'll be talking to your husband-to-be, inshallah. And I will give you four steps before you say, I do. And the four advice I always give a couple. You are very special to me. I want to make sure you go through the 4x4, and don't tell me it's 16. I know you're smart and intellectual, but don't pull that fast on me. The first four is when you look for a husband, my dear daughter, is there are two in the Quran and two in the Sunnah. The two in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَبَتِ اسْتَأْجِرْ إِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتْ الْقَوِيِّ الْأَمِينَ. Oh my father, hire him, because the best of those who you hire is a strong and trustworthy. Strong, meaning in every aspect of the life, according to Al-Tabari, strong in iman, faith, religious background. And Amin. I don't want you to look for a brother called Amin. And then you say, I found him, Dad. That's not the case. Amin means what? He's trustworthy to use the power over you. Because if he's not Amin, he's not trustworthy, he will misuse and abuse the power over you. And the two in the Sunnah, even though it's debatable upon the scholars, but it has a shahid, it has a witness in the Quran. Remember what I told you? The relationship between the ibadah and the akhlaq, the acts of worship and the character. It's exactly what is mentioned in the hadith. إِن جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ خُلُقُ وَدِينُهُ أَوْ دِينُهُ وَخُلُقُهُ فَانْكِحُوا إِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ وَفَسَادٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُبِينٌ. If a person comes to knock on the door, not throw your hair down, Rapunzel, go behind your back, because he will not be Amin. So if somebody coming to knock on your door or wants to see you in that university without me knowing about it, he's not Amin. Scratch him off. And don't be an easy bait. Don't be another prey. Don't be another number. You'll come crying, or worse yet, something else. May Allah protect you from that. And he says the character and the religious background, because the fruit of their religious background is his character. So understand why they come together in the Quran and why they come together in the Sunnah. That's your four, minimum. Of course, there's compatibility clause with every aspect, whether it's intellectual, academic, social, financial, physical, and everything. Compatibility when it comes to your whole life to be. So, my dear daughter, you now know what to look for. That ayah was one of my favorites, because that's what your mom told your giddo, your sido, your grandfather, about me. She told him, Ya abati sta'jir, inna khayra man sta'jirt al-qawiy al-amin. So I'm asking you the same thing. As your mother told her father, I want you to tell me when that right man comes along. So I'm going to talk to your future husband what to look for, and I'm talking to you indirectly now. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a man weds a woman for four reasons, he says, "Tunkah al-mar'a li-arba' li-jamalha wa malha wa nasbha wa dinha fathfar bidat al-tin taribat yadak." His a woman should be wed for four reasons: her beauty. So always be beautiful for your husband, not the other way around. I don't want you to wear your bunny slippers and your pajamas and you have your hairdo like Auntie Jemima and Margin, whatever Simpson, and you have nothing on your face for your husband. Poor man, may Allah help him, wallahi. And I know you're not going to do that. But when you go outside, you look the best on the outside. What happened? No, we're not going to do that, inshallah. We're going to be exactly that. So it says, لا يرى منك إلا جميل. Says everything he sees is beautiful. He hears beautiful. Smells everything is beautiful. So be to him beautiful inside out. Like Khadija radiallahu anha used to help in every aspect. Is double the reward of sadaqah. You're not asked to do so. Voluntarily, if you do help your husband, you will get double the reward of sadaqah according to hadith. Nasabiha. Understand the lineage, how you were brought up. You are address. You reflect how you were brought up. So I know you're not going to let us down, and you'll make us proud as you always have been. Wadiniha, that's what I'm going to concentrate on, honey. We live and die by what is halal and haram. We lived accordingly, so let's end accordingly. You know why? Because it says, taribat yadak, ay iltasaqat yadaka bitturab. Your hand will touch dust. That means if that woman does not have the religious background, you will lose everything. But if a woman does have the religious background, that means you will be prosperous and win everything. Now, the four steps before you say, I do. Please understand that this is extremely important to me. Know for sure that these are your safety net. There is istishara, istikhara, azm, and tawakkul. You need to consult about everything about this person. And that person is going to be your partner in life and in the hereafter. So you need to ask about him when it comes to your school, when it comes to work. Did he travel with someone? Did he deal with money? What was he like in the neighborhood? The reputation of not just him and his family. If everybody gives you a thumbs up, you move on to number two. If not, then cut your loss. Even though you like this guy, but he's not your guy. Number two is istikhara. Because we don't know what's hidden and we don't know what's in the future. Only Allah subhanahu wa jalla filah knows what's best for us. So you're going to pray istikhara. And it's dua, by the way. You don't have to pray. You can pray. But when you do, you ask Allah after the righteous deed. You ask Him, "Oh Allah, if this person is good for me in this life and hereafter for my deen, make him mine. If not, keep him away from me." The dua is there. I know you memorize it because Prophet Muhammad used to teach the companions, may Allah be pleased with him, like he used to teach him the Quran. It's online. You can download it. It's a free app in Hasan Muslim, Fortress of a Muslim. You'll get it there. But don't ever move on unless you get the green light. What happens after you do istikhara? Things are going to get better or worse, easier or more difficult. And you don't have to wait for 7 days, and you don't have to open the Quran and blindly put your hand on the finger of something that says, "Shayateen, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. I'm not going to marry this guy." وَقَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, "Oh, angels, I'm going to marry this guy." The Quran was not recited for this. Know that it has to be something in your dream. It doesn't work because subconsciously you store information 3 to 4 days in your dream. We don't count on it, and we don't discount it, but we don't depend on it. But indeed, it's not somebody else that will make it. You have to make it. And you can't do it in plural because it's me only. Nobody else will make it, and only ask for one. And remember that. Extremely important indeed. Because it's going to be in the future. After istikhara, once you get the green light or the red light, we're going to go into azm. I'm determined to follow the sign of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. And once you do that, you will never regret it, even though against your whims and desires, even though you wanted this person, but Allah says he's not yours, you have to submit. Because that's what the fourth is, tawakkul. Tawakkul, meaning that I rely on Allah, I never regret it. فِذَا عَزَمْتْ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And you make a decision, you put your trust in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila will never let you down. So don't ever let back, and don't ever look back, because Allah will never let you down. My dear daughter, I wish you the best. You have now what it takes, so let's move on to the next step, and that's what I'm going to leave you today. You're ready now. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to give you the ability to choose the husband that would be the husband and the father of your children. That is the one, knight in shining armor. We're not going to start with the Bollywood theory, which I will start with next time, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to grant you the best of the best. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'een. Jazakumullah anna khaira. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.